This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Monsoon season is leading to flooding along burn scars across the state. On the western slope, Red Mountain Pass is closed between Ouray and Silverton after Highway 550 was damaged by floods and slides last night. Heavy rainfall in the area of the Gold Mountain Fire triggered flash flooding and evacuations along Cutler and Dexter Creeks between Ouray and Ridgeway. More flooding in Pueblo County along the Aspen Acres burn scar. Officials say up to 1.5 inches of rain and wind gusts topping 60 miles an hour prompted local flooding and debris flows. Meteorologists anticipate more rain today. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office reminds people not to try to drive between moving and standing water. A baby owl found by a firefighter during the Aspen Acres fire continues to recover. CPR's Dan Boyce says the owl was found near Beulah, dehydrated and smelling like smoke.
He has since been named Ash and is healing at the Nature and Wildlife Discovery Center in Pueblo. Diana Miller runs the Raptor Center there.
He's eating well and starting to fly and doing really great.
The Raptor Center will continue helping Ash for another couple weeks before releasing him into the wild. The clock is ticking. Flammulated owls like Ash instinctively migrate south for the winter, starting around the end of August. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Shorter AME Church in Denver is now recognized in state and federal historic registries. The historic Five Points Church was added through History Colorado's Heritage for All program. The effort to recognize 150 diverse and underrepresented places as Colorado celebrates 150 years of statehood. Shorter AME's congregation moved out of the church in the 1980s. It now houses the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Center. It's 7:06. This is CPR News.